My time is your time.
Seal Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Flapsy Maxie Rosenblum, the ex-champ.
I was robbed.
Glamorous Priscilla Lane.
Hello, everyone.
And that great comedian, Hugh Herbert.
Who, me? Me? Who, me? Who, me?
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
It's a happy day. Let's show gets underway. Rudy's feeling great because he has a date with lovely Priscilla Lane.
Just a stroll through Hollywood to Priscilla's neighborhood.
Let's call a taxi.
Oh, forget it, Maxie. The walk will do us good.
Oh, gee. I'm tired of walking, Mr. Valley. How much further is it?
Priscilla Lane's is just over the hill, only a stone's throw.
A stone's throw? Oh, no, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
You're right. Gee, Mr. Valley, I wish I could have dates with pretty movie stars like Priscilla Lane.
How do you know you can't? Why don't you try?
I did try once. I asked an oof girl.
Not oof. Oomph. What did she say?
Oof.
You know, Maxie, this is my first date with Priscilla, and I'm as nervous and as shy as John Alden.
John Alden? Is he cutting in on you?
No. Maxie, you don't understand. John Alden lived in the days of the pioneers. He was a colonist.
Oh, like Walter Winchell.
No. No. John Alden was a pilgrim. He lived in Massachusetts way back in 1620, and Priscilla was his sweetheart.
Gee, I wish I had lived in those days.
The way you get into trouble, you'd have spent most of your time in the stocks.
Stocks? What were stocks?
They were things that kept you sitting in one position for hours and hours until you became numb.
Oh, double features.
Here's the house, Maxie. You wait out here, and I'll run in and get Priscilla Lane.
Okay, Mr. Valley.
Is that you, Rudy?
Yes. Where are you, Priscilla?
Up here on the sun porch. Come on up.
Fine. Where are the steps?
Oh, be romantic, Rudy. Climb up the trellis.
Okay, here goes.
Now, be careful.
This is a cinch.
Can't you climb faster?
What do you mean, faster? Took this ivy 6 months to climb this far.
Yeah, but you're not that green.
Oh,
Rudy, the trellis is cracking. Oh, look out, Rudy!
Hurry down, Miss Lane. The boss has been knocked unconscientious.
Priscilla, Miles Standish, pilgrims, Priscilla.
John Alden.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a happy day here on Massachusetts Bay. Glad I made that trip on the Mayflower ship.
Good morning, John Alden.
Good morning, Dame Fuller.
My, you look handsome enough to be my first husband.
I didn't know you'd been married.
I haven't. Get it?
I'm a happy fella, cause I love the fair Priscilla, cause no one knows, cause I'm afraid to propose.
Ah, good morning, John Alden.
Good morning, Governor Bradford.
Have a cigar?
Thank you. Is the election coming up?
Oh, no. My wife just had a baby. At last, I'm a pilgrim father.
Yoo-hoo!
It's a happy morn.
Oh, I wish I wasn't born.
Maxie!
I'm in the rocks, because I'm in the stocks.
Maxie, what are you doing in the stocks?
I was a bad boy. I stayed out after 9 o'clock.
Oh, curfew.
Gesundheit. Gee, I have so much trouble in this new country. I wish I hadn't come over on the Mayflower.
Why, Maxie, think how proud your descendants will be. I can just hear your great-great-great-granddaughter saying,
"My father's father came over on the Mayflower. He was known as Slopsy Moxie."
Yeah? Will my kids talk like that?
I suppose so, yes.
It's gonna sound awful funny in Brooklyn.
See you anon, Maxie. It's a happy spring, makes a fellow want to sing.
Good morning, John Alton.
Good morning, Brenda and Corbina.
Say, dear, what's a favor with you?
What is it?
Don't tell Bob Hope you saw us here. He doesn't know we're this old.
It's a happy day.
Good morning. I give you good morning, John Alton.
I give you good morning, Miss Priscilla.
Speak, John Alton. Has the cat got your tongue?
No, it's a nice day today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It looks like a nice day tomorrow, too.
Yes, it does.
It was a nice day yesterday, too.
Yes, it was.
But wasn't the day before a mess?
John, I certainly did enjoy going to the village dance with you last night. Everyone said we made an ideal couple.
Yes, and remember after the dance when we were sitting on your porch eating fudge and I started to ask you something?
I remember. We were eating fudge and you started to ask me something, but you didn't have the nerve to say it.
Well, I've got the nerve now. Priscilla.
Yes, John.
Well, I don't know how to. I mean, there comes a time when...
Yes, John.
Well, a fellow meets a girl and... Well, what I want to ask you is...
Yes, John.
May I have the recipe for that fudge?
All is well. All is well. All is well.
Wait, my good man. If all is well, why are you shedding tears?
I got to. I'm the town crier.
Oh, John, can't you realize that soon June will be here? And, John, I have a hope chest, and it's just filled with linens and towels and napkins and tablecloths and doilies. I need just one more thing to make it complete.
Mothballs?
See here, John Alden. I can't understand you. You've been calling on me 6 nights a week now for the last 4 years. And before it goes any farther, there's one thing I've got to know.
What is it?
When are we going to start going steady?
Oh, Priscilla, you don't have to worry. You'll never be an old maid.
Well, I haven't been asked for yet, and neither have my 3 sisters. Father is getting a trifle worried.
Hasn't anybody made an offer?
Only Warner Brothers. They want us to make the 4 spinsters. Oh, believe me, John. The whole town's talking about us. I really think we had best not see each other anymore.
And don't be silly, Priscilla. It's just that my boss, Miles Standish, only pays me $9 a month.
Why don't you make him give you a raise? Show him you're a man, not a mouse.
Indeed, you give me courage, Priscilla. I shall ask Miles Standish for a raise in salary this very day. And then, when I come a-calling on you tonight, perhaps I'll have something to say to you, Priscilla.
Why don't you say it now, John?
Well, I can't.
Why not?
Well, I... That is, oh, I can't say it, Priscilla. You smile and I'm spick and dumb. My lips become numb, and I can't see it through. I guess I'm just a poor pilgrim, making no progress with you. Each time I start to speak, my knees become weak, and it's my Waterloo. I guess I'm just a poor pilgrim, making no progress with you.
Though he's longing for your caress and the thrill of loving tenderness,
I simply can't confess, 'cause I'm so afraid you won't say yes. No matter how hard I try, I guess I'm too shy.
It's a fine howdy-do.
Because I'm just a poor pilgrim.
Just a poor pilgrim, making no progress at all.
To escape persecution, to seek liberty, those motives brought that first band of pilgrims to America. But one form of persecution they could not escape. Microbes and germs. These invisible carriers of disease plagued our early settlers just as they had plagued mankind for centuries. Today, a great crusade is conquering germs.
is helping to free the world from these tiny assassins, white-coated men of science, doctors, chemists, bacteriologists, are banded together into a tireless army fighting to make life safer for millions. Hundreds of these men in white are seal test laboratory workers, striving to safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products that are so vital to our nation's health. Let's join some members of a woman's club who are touring a dairy plant that is under seal test laboratory supervision, a dairy such as the Telling Bell Vernon Company in Cleveland or Supplies in Philadelphia.
My, I never knew all the tests and inspections that milk and ice cream had to go through.
And everything is so spotlessly clean. Who said men weren't good housekeepers?
What's this room?
The laboratory, I think.
Shh, he's going to tell us about it.
And here, ladies, is the heart of the dairy plant. Here we control quality and purity. All of those tests you saw on your tour are directed from here. This test I'm making on this milk sample is the Babcock test. It will prove whether the milk meets seal test requirements for richness. Mr. Johnson at the microscope is making a plate count to check on purity. You see, we leave nothing to chance. And we have not only the resources and experience of this one laboratory to guide us, we have the combined resources and experience of more than 100 seal test laboratories to draw upon. So, whenever you see this red and white seal test symbol on milk and ice cream, you will know that a whole army of seal test men in white are working constantly to help safeguard its purity.
Why don't you insist upon this added safeguard for your family? And by all means, try that delicious surprise treat, coffee praline ice cream, the seal test approved flavor of the month. We'll tell you later where you can buy seal test approved products in your community. But now, back to Plymouth. In the year 1620, when we find John Alden approaching the office of Miles Standish.
Come in. Oh, who are you? What do you want? Who are you?
Who am I? I'm John Alden, your bookkeeper.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm late, Miles Standish.
How do you like that? Miles Standish late again. Here, fire him. Tell him he's fired.
But you're Miles Standish.
I'm Miles Standish? Well, what do you know? Oh, I'm out of a job. I'm practically unemployed.
Captain Miles Standish, I wish to talk to you, sir. I want a raise.
You want a raise? All right, go ahead and raise. I'll raise you back. You see, you raise me, I'll check. What do you got? A full house? I pass. Cash in my chip. Oh, it's a crooked deck. I don't want to play.
But look, Captain Standish, I need the raise. I'm going to be married.
Married? Well, congratulations. Remind me to buy a toy train for the children.
But I'm not married yet. There aren't any children.
All right, I'll play with the train myself. Woo-hoo! Next stop, Pomona! Woo!
Captain, this is a serious problem to me. Can't I get a sensible word out of you?
A sensible word? Sure, I'll give you a sensible word. C-A-T, cat. There. Now, there's a sensible word, cat.
Meow, meow.
Get those cats out of here.
But, Captain Standish...
Don't bother me. Go away.
But I just got here. Don't you want me to do any work this morning?
Yes, as the mama fly said to the baby fly, as he swooped down on a bowl of alphabet soup, take a letter. Woo!
Please, Captain Standish, don't think me over-persistent if I again ask you for that raise, but I'm in love. Don't you understand what that means?
Love. I should say I do. I'm in love myself at this very minute. In this springy young man's fancy world, I'm not so young, but I'm pretty fancy. Fancy that.
Captain, you're in love?
Mm-hmm.
Who is she? What's the girl's name?
Oh, I don't know her name. I just say, hey, kid, hey, you.
What does she look like?
Oh, here's a picture. Here, there's a picture.
Why, Captain Standish, this is Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you got a pretty girl there. Ooh. Where'd you meet her?
Meet her? I've known Priscilla all my life.
Well, ask her to get a friend for me. Go ahead, get some friends.
But I can't believe that you want to marry Priscilla.
You don't have to believe it. You know, she's a wonderful housekeeper. Just run over and tell Priscilla I want her for my wife. No, wait a minute. I don't want her for my wife. I haven't got a wife. I want her for myself.
Miles Standish. You mean you want me to propose for you?
Yes, and now when you propose to her, you better get down on one knee. No, you better make it both knees. Good. Now while you're down there, look around and see if you can't find my collar button, will you?
Captain Standish, how can I propose for you?
Oh, it's easy. I'll wait across the street, see? The minute she says yes, you raise the window shade and I'll come in and claim my bride. Now go on. Go ahead.
Oh, all right, Captain. But won't you even consider a raise in salary?
Consider a raise? Well, yes, of course. Thank you, sir, very much. I'm a loafer. I don't deserve it, but I'm no fool. I'll take it. I'll take it. Woo-hoo! Yes, I'll take it.
Goodbye. No, what's the use? Goodbye. What'll I do now? She's my girl, and he wants to marry her. Alack-a-day, woe is me. In Plymouth town lived a dainty maid, sweet and staid. She was shy, she was pure, so demure. One fine day came a lover meek, afraid to speak. And he burned, and he sighed, and he cried. Alack-a-day, well-a-day, woe is me. I'm in love with a girl in a crinoline gown. Sunshine lies in her eyes, so demurely cast down. Ringlet curls that stray so charmingly, rosebud lips that tempt quite alarmingly, hoops that sway seem to say, you keep my lover away. When she walks and she talks with the blades of the town, la, but her papa wears a terrible frown. Though mama seems to glance at me killingly, I would steal that maid right willingly. I'm in love with a girl in a crinoline. Well, here's Priscilla's house. I suppose I may as well get it over with.
John Alden, come in.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Let us sit here before the fireplace. There's only one chair, but it's big enough for two if we...
Well, that's all right. I'll sit on the floor.
Isn't the fire cheery?
Yes, it is.
I carried in those heavy logs all by myself. You see, there's no man in the house to do such things.
That shouldn't be, Priscilla. From now on...
Yes, John?
Your mother should help you. Priscilla?
Yes, John?
I came here to ask you a question.
At last. I mean, well, why, whatever can it be, I hope.
Priscilla, there's a certain man here in New Plymouth who loves you very much.
Tell me more.
He is strong, brave, handsome, and devoted.
Tell me more.
He is stalwart, fearless.
That's enough. Shoot the question to me, John boy.
Priscilla, will you...
Hey, sis, Mama says, has he you-know-what yet?
Oh, get out of here. When he you-know-whats, you'll know when.
Okay, but Mama says, if he doesn't you-know-what before you-know-how late, you might as well get out and let Rosemary use the parlor.
Now, what were you about to say, John Alden?
Well, I was about to ask you if...
Hey, sis.
What do you want now?
Mama says, whistle twice when you want us to start packing your things.
Now, what were you about to say, John Alden?
Priscilla, I have come to ask for your hand.
My hand?
Yahoo! Okay, Mama, start packing.
Oh, John Alden, you've made me the happiest girl in New England.
But wait, I didn't come here to ask you to marry me.
What?
Put them back, Mama, no sale.
Priscilla, I came here to ask you if you would marry Captain Miles Standish.
Miles Standish?
Yes. What is your answer?
Well, excuse me for a moment. I must go into the next room and think about this. Oh, dear. Now, how shall I say it? Why don't you speak for yourself, John? No, that doesn't sound quite right. Wait a minute.
I think you should speak for yourself, John.
Oh, no, that isn't it. Oh, let me see. Oh, well... Why don't you speak for yourself, John? That's it. Why don't you speak for yourself, Johnny?
Priscilla, you mean that you and I...
Well, that's exactly what I mean. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near me, I can't sit still a minute. I'm so... oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just... Oh, Johnny, now what's gonna be? If Miles Standish tells you, you can't marry me, he's apt to fire you from your job. Then what will happen, honey? Think of all the money we will owe, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, I'll take a chance. For we can live on love. When we hear that curfew, instead of saying at you, we'll just, oh, Johnny, uh-oh.
Here we go now to all those communities where a seal test approved milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
I'm so happy, John, darling. At last you're mine. There's nothing for us to worry about.
Alas, but there is. At this very moment, Miles Standish is waiting across the street, waiting for the signal that you've accepted him.
Oh, is he? Let's raise the shade and see him.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Now he'll think you're going to marry him.
Come in.
Well, I'm the happiest man in Massachusetts. L'amour, toujours l'amour. I'm pouring my heart into his sarong.
Oh, stop. Miles Standish, you are in for a surprise.
Oh, it can wait. Priscilla, this is for your ears alone. Listen. Greetings, blushing bride-to-be. This thought comes to you from me. And this thought that comes to you from me is greetings, blushing bride-to-be. Oh, Western Union, number 39.
But, Miles Standish, you don't understand.
I don't want to understand. I'm so happy I could sing with gusto. Hello?
This is gusto. I'm busy. You'll have to sing alone.
But, Captain Standish, you don't understand. I have a confession to make. I couldn't go through with your plans because I'm in love myself.
Well, John, if you're in love, why don't you get married? That's an idea. Get married.
Mm-hmm. That's the trouble. I can't. Someone else wants to marry the girl I love.
Who wants to marry your girl? Who? I sound like a Nell, don't I? Who?
Well, he's sort of an elderly man.
An elderly man? Mm-hmm. The old buzzard. Old broken-down codger. These old reprobates are all alike. Give him an inch, they'll take a yard. Give him a yard, they'll put a dog in it. Where did those dogs come from?
Captain Standish, I may as well be frank with you. I am going to marry Priscilla.
You're going to marry Priscilla, huh? I'm going to marry Priscilla. Oh, no, we both can marry Priscilla. That's trigonometry, isn't it? Figure that one. Well, I got to go now. I've got a date with a young, lovely young lady. They're going to play a little baseball.
You're going to play baseball with a young lady?
Uh-huh. I want to pitch a little woo-woo.
Well, John, dear, it's all settled. And now that we're going to get married, I'll tell you how our house is going to be run. Each week, you'll give me your salary. I'll give you an allowance. I'll balance the budget, and I'll pay the bills, and I'll...
Wait a minute. Who's going to wear the pants in this family? What am I, a man or a mouse?
Squeak for yourself, John.
Thank you.
What happened? Miss Lane, what happened to Mr. Valley?
He slipped and fell off the trellis. I'm afraid he's hurt himself.
Gee, is he hurt bad?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'd better count his pulse.
I already did count his pulse. It's two.
Two?
Yeah, one on each wrist.
Oh, dear, he's lying there so still and so pale. I hope it's not serious.
Gee, if anything happened to Mr. Valley, I don't know what I'd do. We are such pals. For years, we've been side by side together. Insufferable. Why, we've been as close as Damon and Runyon. But I'll carry on. And even though my heart is breaking, I shall laugh, clown. Laugh. I am just a punchy punchinello.
Maxie, maybe Rudy will come too if we put a little water on him. Turn the garden hose on Rudy. Just a little squirt.
That's a fine way to talk about Mr. Valley.
Oh, go ahead, Maxie. The water won't hurt him.
Okay.
Hey, stop this. Maxie, stop it. Look, I'm soaking wet. Did my suit shrink?
Are you wearing shorts?
No.
Then your suit shrunk.
Are you all right, Rudy?
Yes, I'm all right. Just had another one of my dreams. I dreamt that you were Priscilla, I was John Alden, and Captain Miles Standish was, of all people, Hugh Herbert.
Oh, I adore Hugh Herbert. He's so silly. He does the craziest things.
As a matter of fact, Priscilla, people have the wrong impression of Hugh Herbert. In real life, Hugh's the most conservative, retiring, dog-lover, sedate, quiet individual you ever hope to meet. Hugh Herbert, what was all that racket?
Oh, I just slid down from the 10th floor on the banisters. Woo!
But there are no banisters.
Oh, I thought it was kind of bumpy. Woo!
Hugh and Priscilla, we've had a great deal of fun tonight in our little travesty on this famous event in American history, and I hope you won't mind my interpolating a serious note on the same theme. Here in this nation, we have a declaration of freedom of every kind. There's no limitation to man's determination to speak what's on his mind.
Freedom is not only for the few, you know. Freedom of speech is for you, John Doe.
When Patrick Henry made his great oration, he paved the path to freedom for a nation. And he didn't waste his breath
when he said, give me liberty or give me death.
Here you can speak for yourself, John, you're guaranteed the freedom of expression, the right to speak your mind without suppression. You can shout it to the heights,
'cause we have that document, the Bill of Rights.
Here you can speak for yourself, John. Some governments believe they need restrictions concerning what a man can print or say.
Over here, a man who has convictions can speak his mind the American way.
So let's be thankful for this great dominion in which a man can state a frank opinion. Thanks to General George
and the boys at Valley Forge.
Here you can speak for yourself.
Oh, here you can speak for yourself.
Tonight in Nashville, officials, dealers, and personnel of the Union Ice Cream Company are gathered to commemorate their 50th anniversary. Birthday greetings and congratulations in recognition of half a century of public service. May I remind you to look for the red and white seal test symbol as an added assurance of purity when you buy milk and ice cream. Until Thursday next, then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and goodbye.
Steel Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.